How to set up a condenser microphone. Top Fool Guide 2021. Condenser microphones are becoming more and more popular today. It is always the preferred microphone for recording in the studio. But installing the mic is still difficult for some newcomers because it has many details and has many steps. Hook Audio will give you detailed instructions on how to set up a condenser microphone so you can quickly get to work on your recording. Requirements. You will need four things before we start. An audio interface cable XLR condenser microphone stand for microphone. This guide will show you how to set up a condenser mic for a computer or laptop. This article covers all the information about the three above. Setup. Step 1. Stand for your microphone. The first step to set up the condenser microphone, prepare your microphone stand. Make sure the microphone stand is stable and doesn't move too much. The microphone may pick up unwanted noises, including low-frequency noises, if the microphone stand is unstable. Step 2. Condenser microphone to stand. Many condenser microphones include a shock mount. Connect your shock mount if it comes with your condenser microphone. If you purchased the shock mounting separately, follow the instructions. Next, we connect the shock mount to the condenser microphone. This should be an easy process. After the microphone has been connected, adjust it to a height you feel comfortable with. The microphone should be at your mouth level if you are recording vocal and sound. You should ensure that the microphone is at least a distance from the subject. Adjust the microphone stand so that you can record sound, music, and instrument with high quality. Step 3. Connect XLR cables. We will now connect the XLR cable with the condenser mic. The male end of the XLR cable should be inserted into the microphone. You can push the clamp into most XLR cables. Push the XLR cable in, and you will hear or feel a click. This means that the XLR connector is securely connected to the microphone. You don't have to worry if the XLR cables you purchased do not come with them. You are fine as long as the cable is safe. Step 4. Connect to the audio interface. We will now plug the audio interface to the other end of the XLR connector. To connect to the audio interface should be quite simple. Once it is connected to the audio interface, you're good to go. Characteristics for a condenser microphone. High sense of sensibility. The sensitivity of a microphone depends on the voltage that comes out of its capsule. Condenser microphones produce very high voltages, so the preamp must have a lower gain. A dynamic microphone requires a higher gain. High transient response. A transient is nothing but a brief peak of energy. It could be a hit on your snare drum or a single note with a pick at the bass guitar or even a snapping of fingers. Even though they are all played at the maximum intensity, the volume of these three sounds can be quite different. What does a high transient response mean? Because of the condenser microphone's light structure, they capture more detail and are of higher quality than other microphones. They can also move quickly with low-intensity sound sources. It may be called a pop filter because of its fast transient response and high sensitivity to airflow and sound sibilance. It can be used in voice recordings. High-frequency response, good. Low frequencies are more intense than high frequencies. Condenser microphones can represent these frequencies very well, as we have seen in the previous topic. Need electricity. The electronic circuit must have phantom power to function. Make sure to connect your mic before you turn on the phantom power. You must never plug any microphone that has the phantom powered on, even if it's not a condenser mic. You can provide it by either an audio interface or a mixing desk. This is when you will need to learn what an audio interface is and why an interface is essential. The condenser microphone can be more fragile. It is delicately constructed. It is preferable for its superior performance. However, it requires extra care because it can be easily broken. When putting it away, it is essential to keep out humidity. Excessive humidity between the microphone's diaphragm and the backplate can lead to fungus growth. Note, you must clean your microphone if you discover fungus. Only professionals and authorized places can do this. It is possible to damage your microphone by doing it yourself permanently. This is often a costly process. Advantages of getting a condenser mic. A condenser microphone is an investment that will make a difference in your professional recording and performing career. Condenser microphones can achieve extended frequency ranges and flat frequency responses, which is advantageous when recording long sessions. It is also tiny, so it will not take up much space. A good condenser microphone will last for many years if you take care of it and maintain it properly. It is an excellent long-term investment. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. 1. Can you use a condenser mic without phantom power? You can use a condenser microphone with no audio interface or mixing board. However, it is not possible to work the device without phantom power. Even if you do catch a signal, it will be unstable and shaky enough that you won't hear anything. A condenser microphone must have a reliable electrical power source to work correctly, regardless of whether it is powered by a phantom or battery power. For condenser microphone power, you can also read about phantom power. 2. Do I need a shock mount for my condenser mic? A shock mount is a great way to stay safe. This is especially important if you have a desk microphone. It prevents recorded sound from getting spoiled by wandering around the room. 3. Do mic stands work for any mic? The condenser microphone setup should consider the compatibility between the microphone and the stand. A standard thread will support most microphones, even shock mounts. For certain microphones that are very heavy, you will need to purchase some extra heavy-duty stands. This is why the mic stand relationship is weight-wise. Watch video, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=xwxmk6fxrsm. Conclusion. After reading this article, you should know the basics of what a condenser microphone is and how it can be used to record vocal performances or acoustic instruments. Condenser microphones have a high sensitivity which makes them ideal for recording weak audio signals like vocals and acoustic instruments. It is easy to set up and requires little effort. We hope you find our article helpful in understanding installation cache. Start creating high-quality sounds for your podcasts and videos right away. If you have any better options, leave them in the comments below. We'll upgrade and finish the article when possible.